SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this bulletin, the federal government accuses Peter Dutton of arrogance over his nuclear power plans. More Australians falling behind on mortgage payments. And in sport, the Australian triathlon team named for next month's Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal government is criticising what it says is a lack of consultation with local communities by the opposition over its nuclear policy. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has nominated seven sites where he proposes to put nuclear reactors if he wins the next election. Energy Minister Chris Bowen says Peter Dutton has failed to consult with the communities concerned, which he's described as arrogance. And he says Western Australia is one example.
Yesterday, Mr. Dutton announced a nuclear reactor for Collie. He's never been there, not once in his more than 20 years in Parliament. Can you imagine the arrogance that goes with doing that? Now, I know that some, projects are controversial, but we go around and community consult, hear different views, strike a balanced decision.
Police in Queensland are investigating how a man charged with murder gained access to a gun after having his licence revoked 3 years ago. A 31-year-old man has been charged with murder after allegedly shooting a 34-year-old woman at Mackay in front of two children while she and the children were in a car. The two girls, aged 11 and 12, fled the vehicle. A 66-year-old man was also shot after trying to come to the woman's aid and is in hospital in a serious condition with hand and chest injuries. Police say the suspect and the dead woman were not known to each other but lived in the same street. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles says his government's response will be guided by the police.
It's a terrible murder. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with that woman's family, but we just need to let the police do their job at this stage. Of course, if there are actions that they think we should take down the track, we'll consider them.
One of Australia's leading real estate data firms says the incidence of people struggling to make their mortgage repayments has risen to a three-year high and is only set to get worse. New figures from CoreLogic show the rate of mortgage arrears is at its highest since 2021. The rate is now at 1.6%. Mortgage arrears is defined as any home loan payments that are late, missed or overdue. CoreLogic says mortgage arrears will likely rise further as general economic conditions get worse. The Greens say the government needs to do more to bring down the cost of groceries and not just report on prices. The government commissioned consumer group Choice to report quarterly on price differences between major supermarkets at a cost of $1.1 million to the taxpayer. The first report, released today, found a basket of groceries cost 33% more at Woolworths and Coles compared to Aldi. Greens Senator Nick McKim says real action is needed to reduce prices.
Information to shoppers is good, and an empowered shopper is an informed shopper. However, the release of this report isn't going to change a thing. We need action to increase competition in the supermarket sector, and we need action to make price gouging illegal.
The four athletes to represent Australia in triathlon in next month's Olympics in Paris have been named. They're Matthew Hauser, Luke Willian, Natalie Van Kevorden and Sophie Lynn. Each athlete will compete in their gender's individual race and all four will combine for the mixed team relay. These four combine to win the silver medal in the mixed relay at the World Triathlon Series event in Hamburg in 2022. Hauser is competing in his second Olympics, while the other three are Olympic debutants. And 26-year-old Hauser from Hervey Bay in Queensland says competing in these Olympics will be particularly special, as the triathlon course will take competitors past some well-known Parisian landmarks.
First and foremost, you know, the backdrop of the Arc de Triomphe, the riding on the Champs-Élysées like so many Tour de France races have done before us, and also having the Eiffel Tower in the backdrop as well. And not very often you get a chance to have transition on a bridge and dive into the River Seine. So, so many iconic parts of the course. I think being a showcase sport is so great. We're not stuck in a stadium. We get to be out in the fresh air and, have so much more support around us.
I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.